Now, water is a carrier. So let's imagine that you are connecting deep within the earth through the element of water being a carrier of vibrations and frequencies. But at the end of your grounding, you are going to ground with the element of stone, crystals, rocks, something very heavy and solid. So you can imagine in any way that's comfortable for you. You can envision spirals down to the earth, figure eight flows, however you want to do it. So now as you keep breathing, we're going to bring our attention to the pineal gland and begin to relax your forehead and your jaw and your shoulder joints, your fingers and your toes, your thighs, and relaxing your belly muscles. So as you relax, you become more conscious and more aware, more alive and more alert. Okay, now remember, if you zone out during this activation or any activation, it just simply means the brain at that point where you left, zoned out, couldn't handle the energies anymore. It basically went into circuit breaker mode, right? So that's okay. And remember, you can set the intention that if you do zone out, ideally you want to go back to source energy and recharge. So when you come back to the body is more refreshed and more alert, more alive, more balanced, and more grounded. Okay, you may have visions. And obviously today, we're going to activate collectively and individually whatever remaining stuffed emotions, shall we say, that you're holding, especially in your solar plexus, which would affect anything down there on an organ and system level. Digestion, solar plexus, power issues, could affect your circulatory system, can affect your liver, your gallbladder, stomach, of course, small large intestines, and mid or slightly lower back areas. Okay, just for your information. Okay, let's take a deep breath. So we're going to invoke the helpers today for all of you that are really ready to shift gears out of any sense of shamefulness and regrets over your past, what you failed to do, what you didn't do, what you didn't say, or what you did say and what you did do that didn't turn out right or got a backlash, emotional, psychic reaction, attack-type response, anything like that. Regrets over, dang, should have paid attention to my intuition. Darn. Okay, so we're speaking to the collective of humanity and also to you individually. Collectively, and we've been influenced by the collective, obviously, holds, whether they want to admit it or not, some deep levels of shame and regret and associated energies. Due to either having to experience, shall we say, incredible, intense, painful experiences, especially emotionally, and experiences having to do with money, with home, with career, with family, with the church, with any entity that is of an authority figure. So take a deep breath. So, good old early childhood. Now, in my studies, educationally, academically, with my degrees in early childhood education and teaching credentials, and teaching the young ones in preschool, and student teaching in second, third, and fifth, sixth grade, it became apparent to me, and it should be with you also upon reflection, that how you as young people were not only educated, but how you were talked to by adults helped determine or shape your personality. And since we were raised collectively, this is planetary-wise, in the reality of reward and punishment. Now, you know that one. Being rewarded for doing so-called excellent job in school or sports, and getting some not-so-good energy if you did not live up to your parents' expectations or whomever's expectations. And remember all those times where you were scolded and told to shut up and be quiet? Yeah, kids are still punished today, but back in my day, it was a more of a physical thing. You know that one. Can you imagine, though, even if the spanking was not that hard physically, what kind of emotional trauma was incurred within your emotional body of being scolded, and especially in front of others? Very embarrassing. Losing face within the family or losing face within your peer group. Now, I don't know if you were told, you know, do this and you will be rewarded. Do that. Do it that way, and the outcome might not be so good. So what we're raising here, bringing up from the emotional body, is these imprints and conditioning of how to behave in this world in order to survive. And you probably remember, as we bring this up, when you really try to just be forthright and shine your light and your presence, and you got punished for it. Not all the time, but many times that happened because of not understanding. So take a deep breath. Now, we have to bring up the church thing because that is ingrained, whether you believe it or not, because pretty much we all went to church. And we got exposed to the teachings, right? Through the sisters or the nuns or the priest. We got kind of indoctrinated. Because they want to get us at that early age where we can't speak out and go, no, that's BS. So how about those times that you were punished in the church? By sister so-and-so, or you were reprimanded. But remember the teachings, right? Either the heaven or hell thing. Either you got to believe in this dude that supposedly went on this cross and died for your you-know-what. And if you don't believe in him as a doorway to God, then you're going to either H or P. P if you weren't that bad, you know? For eternity, which is like, whoa. So imagine as a 5 or a 6 year old being told that, and maybe you knew on some level that was BS, but you didn't say anything because Mother Superior would like spank your fingers. Or your teacher at school, if you went to Catholic school, would, I don't know what they would do. In my school, they put me in the corner, sitting on a stool. Actually, I love that. All right, take a deep breath. And sometimes grandparents, bless their hearts, taught us some things that weren't really relevant because, well, they were of that generation, right? And so just feel into where in your emotional body you're holding on to this energy that's stuck, basically. That's all tied up in knots on a more unconscious level where you stuffed it emotionally. Because energy has to flow. It doesn't like being trapped, especially in the physical body. But it can be trapped in your brain or your head. That's a whole other story. Migraines. Egads. Okay. Just breathe into when you were young, 4, 5, 6, 7, even 3 or 4 for some of you. 7, 8, 9, 10. And remember what I felt like. And allow yourself to feel those places within you where you suppressed or held in your energies because you couldn't speak out, you couldn't be expressive, you couldn't tell the truth even though you wanted to. You saw things that other people were not aware of and you were afraid to speak about it. And maybe you have a little regrets about not having someone when you're really young to talk to, a good buddy. And for sure you couldn't talk to your parents generally speaking about certain things. Although it's getting a little better now these days. More enlightened parents. Now, whatever energies you feel coming up, just allow it to move. If you feel anger, just be with it. If you have tears, let them flow. If you feel tightness in your chest or all of a sudden you've got pain in your body, just be with it. No judgment. Just accept. Allow. It's all good. It's all good. Now remember, we were taught growing up about right and wrong and good and evil. And today, you can have an experience of what it feels like energetically, what it feels like to be free from the prison of this right and wrong game. Remember the movie The Matrix? All right. It's like, what pill are you going to take? Or it's like another level. Do you want to take the easy road or you want to take the more challenging road? Which is a shorter road. And just seemingly, it might appear to be more challenging than the easy road. You know, some of your most intense experiences are your greatest wisdom. You know, after you move through it, digest it, integrate it, and forgive and all that. Okay, so let's take a deep breath and shift into, because many of us were married several times, let's go to your first marriage. And ask the question, if you would like, show me, and you are directing that intention to your I am, and or prime source, same thing. Show me where I may be holding shame and or regrets, regarding my first marriage or my first intimate relationship. So that could have been when you're in high school, as an example, or your first years in college, or your first years out of high school. You know, normally there's a lot of blame in a divorce, and especially if you have to hire a lawyer, which is really unnecessary, but you were conditioned to do that because they didn't tell you you can work it out with your partner. So difficulties, misunderstandings mostly involve this blame and shame, regret kind of energy. Sometimes poor me energy, victim consciousness. That's really all the same thing. So just breathe in into your emotional body and allow the question to spirit. Allow the question to bring forward a response in the form of an intuition, an insight. Go deeper with the energy. Remember those times when you were devastated? And we're talking really devastated, like, oh my God, how can it get more intense and more painful than this? This is like rock bottom. This is like emotional hell. And I don't have anyone to talk to. As an example, keep breathing. So you want to allow, especially this particular level of first intimate relationship or first marriage. And if it didn't end in a divorce, if it's current, to see where in the emotional body you're still holding on energy, where you're still stuffing it, and where perhaps you lost face, as they say, and you feel guilty from that. See, the only reason why you feel shameful about something is because somebody talked you into feeling that way. Left alone, free spirit, free choice, you wouldn't feel those things. And if you didn't get imprinted by the cultural and religious teachings, you wouldn't have these things. Actually, your emotional body would be free. Free to express and free to be, and you would have a healthy inner child. So at this point, you can bring up your inner child, and this could be symbolically, doesn't have to be literally, and just hold your inner child. Hold that part of you that might still be wounded and feeling not good enough like everybody else. So we're healing the shame that binds us to regrets. I wish I could have. I wish I should have. Should have done that. Why did I do that? Allow yourself to feel the blockages in your spiritual anatomy. Now, if you go to your limbic system, if you bring your focus to the limbic system in your brain, just allow yourself to feel whatever emotions are moving through your system. Just allow. Allow yourself to feel the density of it, the denseness, the weightedness. Maybe tap into your shoulders, your upper back. Ask the question to your spirit. What would it be like to feel any and all calcification within my brain? Pineal gland, limbic system, pituitary, hypothalamus, brainstem, gray matter, the ventricles in the brain, the arteries in the vein and in the brain. Calcification referring to a coagulation of energy that's not moving, that's essentially stuck. Breathe deeply. Just simply notice to what degree, to where your limbic system is at. Are you now experiencing limbic stress, a limbic overload, a sense of overwhelm, a tired feeling, a jittery feeling, feeling a little nauseous and dizzy, vision a little foggy in the moment? Just allow. It's all good. Okay, take a deep breath. We're going to shift. Now just let whatever is occurring to continue in the background. So you're going to bring your awareness now back to your pineal gland and feel the connection with your heart space, the pineal with the thymus, or just simply your brain connected with your heart space. And your throat is open. It's the bridge. Okay, make sure your spine is comfortable. We're going to do a focused meditation right now. So make sure your palms are facing upwards and the base of your spine and or the bottoms of your feet are energetically connected with the earth. Okay, you're going to be aware of your guide team, your inner child, and we're going to call forth for you your guardian angel. Okay, bring the focus through the breath. Take a deep breath in, and we're going to activate the pineal gland. Breathing deeply. Now feel your spine. Be aware of your whole spine. From the brainstem all the way down to your sacrum, coccyx, your tailbone. And continue to breathe the body. All right. We're going to detach from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, your intellect, and the chaos of the world. Okay, reclaiming your space. Gather yourself. Use the heart center as the focal point of the gathering of your energies. So any spaced out energies, just bring it back. Let go of your to-do list. Let go of all belief systems regarding this theme. Actually, let go of all ideas about what healing is. Letting go of all ideas about your physical body and your spirit. Allowing an emptiness within your mind. Allowing spaciousness within your heart center. Allowing the pineal gland to begin to vibrate to its own natural rhythm. Now, begin to lift off the body, so to speak. You can lift off through the crown and begin to let go of your physical body. It'll be safe. Letting go of your attachment to your physicalness and letting go of the emotions, letting go of belief systems, letting go of the world for a moment. Just letting go. Emptiness. Moving gradually into that place of centered stillness and quiet. Letting go of all forms. Letting go of the visual component. Allowing all of your senses now, your physical senses as well as your psychic or spiritual senses, to focus within to your spirit. Collecting yourself. Okay, allow the body to just breathe naturally. Okay, we're going to begin to transcend the physical world. Moving through the fourth dimension into a fifth dimensional awareness. Okay, moving deeper into the light, moving deeper into the stillness. Allow the body to be be very still with its breathing. Now, as you allow yourself to move even deeper into the center of this stillness, call forth now to the I Am, the Lord God of your being. To show you energetically, vibrationally, the template or the vibrational field of a healthy emotional body that you can align with. And on that level, simply allow a sensing sensation, a vibrational sensing, energetic sensing of what this feels like. And your body will respond according to its ability to receive quantum states of consciousness based on your belief in self and your levels of trust. Now, have the body take one full deep breath. Now, we're going to ask another quantum question. So, what would it be like? What would be the experience of being shown a healthy mental body set up from prime source? Just allow your mind to just sit on the sidelines and receive. Receive the vibrational understanding or comprehension. Again, allowing the body to receive. You are the master of your destiny. You are the master whose destiny is to be. Now have the body take another slow, deep breath. Now allow the body to align with the body of God, Prime Source, vibrationally, to include all internal organs and systems, cells, molecules, atoms, subatomic particles, Now, as the soul, spirit, infinite consciousness that you are, allow a deeper alignment with the soul, spirit of God, Prime Source, Prime Creator. Allow yourself to really move deeply and encompass those vibrations of joy and love, inspiration, divine balance, allow that feeling of joy to overtake you, as it were, to be overcome by this joyful feeling. Allow this to move through deep into your solar plexus and your lower back and your belly button. Allow the peace of God to move through you. Now, bring your awareness to your physical body. Stay in the realms where you are. Just be aware of your body. We're going to ask for a cleansing of your silver cord. And repair if need be, and or a recalibration or even a reset. Still keeping the focus on the physical body, but staying in the quantum realms of oneness. Project this sense of joyfulness into any area of your life where you are ready for transformation. It could be a person, an experience, an incident. It could be the birthing experience. It could be even near-death experiences. Just be aware now of how your body is responding to the energy. Tune into your limbic system and notice the difference. Tune into your pineal gland and notice the difference. Now, create the intention that if your spiritual energy system, called the chakras, nadis, power points of the body, if your system needs some upgrading or a reset, simply ask to receive that. That will include your endocrine system on a physical level, as well as your nervous system. Ask to receive the vibrations that will completely clear your auric field and your energy bodies of any and all interference, disturbances, stuck energy, erratic energy, implants, etc. To include your etheric body, your emotional body, your mental body, as well as your physical vehicle. Allow the body to take a deep breath. Now, as your field is becoming stabilized and harmonized. You may choose to put a triple layer of divine protection for your field and for your physical embodiment. Allowing only the energy, vibration, consciousness of oneness, unconditional love, those Christed energies that come from the deeper realms of the oneness to enter and or be expressed through your field and your body. Okay, we're going to do a double grounding here. So double your grounding with the Earth Mother as a conscious living presence. We're going to ask for you to receive some messengers within the next 7 days from nature. These will be messengers of confirmation. So choose now to be much more aware and alert to the nature kingdom. The next 7 days, breathing deeply. Now we're going to come back to this physical realm very slowly. Noticing your spinal column. Noticing your expanded state of awareness. So we're going to come in for a landing, but in a slightly different way than you're used to. So simply allow a different approach back to your physical body. So we're coming back to the earth plane with new awarenesses, new insights, deeper insights. More love for self, more compassion for self, more gratitude for life, appreciation for friendships and new experiences. Now, as you are ready, we can now send blessings to your parents, wherever they are. So let's do Father first, and send Father blessings of pure joy, of thankfulness and gratitude and appreciation and compassion for what they've had to go through and live through on this physical plane. Appreciation for their hardships and their unconsciousness and all of their emotional stuff. Okay, take a deep breath. And let's do Mother now. Giving blessings and gratitude and thanks, especially for your life, having to come through her physical body and her womb, knowing that her delivery may not have been the most pleasant thing in the world on one level, and carrying your body for approximately 9 months. And even if you don't know your parents energetically, you can still do this. You can also do this for adults that raised you, sending blessings and thankfulness. Coming back more physical. And we're going to send blessings to those of you that have kids, no matter what age, whether they're here or on the other side. Send them blessings from the heart. To send them compassion for what they are going to have to live through in this lifetime. Sending gratitude, thankfulness, joy, appreciation. Now let's do the whole family. The whole family unit, to include siblings, aunts and uncles, grandparents, great-grandparents. We're going to send them all together at one time, our blessings and our thanks. And we honor that you came so that we could be here now. And we honor all the kids that have come so that they may carry on the tradition and be that light bearer that they came to be. Okay, let's take three deep breaths and really come in for a landing. If you're on the floor or on your bed, you might want to roll over on your right side, curl up like into a little fetal position, and just simply be for a few moments. Remembering to allow your eyes to adjust as you open them up. Remembering to drink water and make sure you're fully grounded before driving in your vehicle. All right, this work will continue in the background until complete as you allow it. And know that each time you listen will bring you a deeper level of awareness and self-healing. So until next time, we send our blessings and our good thoughts and wishes to all of you, to all parts of you, that you may live in the now and know that you are always blessed and loved and supported. Thank you and good night.